My name is Amina and Minority Fellow, and today I'm speaking on the behalf of my colleagues, respective scholars, experts, and social activists who stand behind the project called European Islamophobia Report. We have worked really hard to collect all data on Muslim hatred that mostly represents itself in a form of hate speech, hate crime, and various discriminatory policies. In this report covers 39 countries, and the most common thing is that legal framework to fight against hate speech and hate crimes online as well as offline exists, but there is really lack of willingness or lack of practice, right? And in this regard, Madam Chair, I really have to raise strong concerns towards ambiguous attitude of European governments toward Muslim communities. On one hand, they really effectively fight against far-right terror groups, but on the other hand, security policies are really targeting mainly Muslim people, which lead directly to normalization of Islamophobia in Europe and exclusion of Muslims from European we as well. In conclusion, I want to say, regardless of all these hate crimes, we survive. Islamophobia is still not recognized as a concept from relevant institutions. And I really do encourage this forum to take our published recommendations for more effective future policies. Thank you very much.